Thankfully, this is not me or Alex, MYK, or Liv. This is somebody else. This is actually from San Diego's local TV station, KUSI. It actually is pretty embarrassing right here. And this is a meteorologist and a feature reporter named Dave Scott. And it comes from a broadcast that happened like last month at a local fair. And just listen to the awkward. I'll pause it as we go. But this is 3 minutes where I kind of feel bad for these people.
Oh my God. You know, usually when you're talking about the world of inflation, you guys, you probably notice, is that a good thing or not a good thing, inflation?
Well, that was the reporter. He's actually there at the fair doing his thing.
In front of a blow-up house.
I'm sorry, the question again, Dave?
Is inflation in our world a good thing or not a good thing?
It depends upon what the topic is.
No.
What are we talking about? Generally?
Okay, can we all talk about that? Generally, is inflation good? What do you think
it's not.
When I say, Alex, man, there's a lot of inflation?
No, it's not good. It's bad. Prices go up, goods go
money's
up, cost
worth,
of living
yeah.
goes up. So he's setting himself up because he wants to say, well, most inflation's bad, but this inflation's
not
good.
This guy, this is fun.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do, but he won't give up on it when the anchor doesn't get it.
You should probably like test your jokes on people. Like, what if I said it this way?
Inflation, if you have an inflatable boat,
yeah,
that's
if you,
a good
if you
thing.
Hurt the wind, you, right?
Okay, do we have to? This is getting bad. I feel bad.
But generally, when you hear the word inflation,
not economically,
something good come to mind?
He's still keeping it going.
Give up on it.
Stop.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you that you're right about if you say good.
What is happening? It's not good.
You're right, because this is the world of inflatables. Give yourselves a nice round of applause, everybody. These are just the volunteers coming out here today.
Can we hear the round of applause one more time?
They're so confused.
They're like, what's happening?
These are just the volunteers coming out here today.
It would have been better not to clap at all. Just don't clap.
And Addie, you're gonna. What kind of fun do you think you're gonna have today?
Okay, now wait a minute. What kind of fun do you think you're? That's not.
Well,
what kind of question is that?
But he's okay. Not the best, but he's got to hype people up. Like, hey, it's fun to come out here and talk about inflation. You got to come out here, right?
That question is setting everyone up for failure. Nobody's gonna know how to answer a question like that.
Well,
so stupid.
Let's see how she answers. She might knock it out of the park. Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. That's a good kind.
A good kind? Okay.
Man, I hung out this weekend, guys. I had a lot of bad fun.
What kind of fun are you going to have? A good kind.
It was a bad kind of fun.
Helping
everybody.
Oh, helping fun.
I love two-word answers. Those are the best.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
What kind of fun do you think?
Nobody can hear these guys' questions. Oh, gosh.
You can find here.
She just doesn't answer. She just looks at him.
She's
like,
next
you are
to
an
him.
Idiot.
I understand, like, in the studio, there's a delay because they have to, like, uplink a satellite. The girl's right next to him, and she's like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
She's just looking at him with a blank stare because she has no idea how to answer. What kind of fun are you going to have today, like anyone else?
All kinds. All kinds of fun. Bouncing fun? Yeah, I think so, because this is a place where kids and families can come and kind of bounce around, but you need something, and I'm going to have everyone do it like a magic chant.
No.
Oh, wait, now we're bringing magic into it?
We don't need to do a magic chant.
Fun and magic? This is just getting better.
All right, you guys ready? Because when we're talking inflatables, you need something that's been inflated. Are you guys ready?
What?
That is a fun fact right there. If you didn't know that, you're like, what do I need for inflatables? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Now listen, they're getting pumped up now. Do you hear that?
Woo!
Here we go. Repeat after me. Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Now, all of a sudden, in the middle of this bouncy house, this inflatable, wacky, wiggly
Woo!
Arm man pops up out of nowhere.
Now it's time to see what we see.
Okay.
Now it's time to see what we see.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell was that? Hold on. I want to hear that again. They said their little thing, and then what happened?
Now it's time to see what we see.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
How's everybody doing? My name is Mr. Wacky.
Okay.
Welcome to the inflatable run.
Who
I've only
him?
Been on a pedophile list for 6 years. It's coming up next year.
Give Mr. Wacky a nice round of applause, everybody.
Now, listen, I've always wanted to be like a reporter for TV, but I imagine I would do this or worse.
Oh, horrible.
It's just like, this poor guy.
Mr. Wacky, this is an honor, first of all.
Well, thank you. We are local San Diegans, so we're proud to be here, everybody, on this wonderful, beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome, San Diego!
Okay, yep. Mr. Wacky.
All right, I mean, there's a bunch more. Why don't we put this video up on our website, radio9nd.com, on the Joe and Alex Show page. There's still like another minute to go of this.
All you need to know is you don't even have to be high to enjoy the train wreck in the weirdness of this video. And every time you watch, there's a new treasure to be found.
Yeah, watch intensely.